We are simin page Reish Yutes. Simin Shin Samach Gimel. In the English, you turn to page 436, and then turn two pages over. The English numbers are on the right side. 436, then turn two pages over. You'll come to the Hebrew page on the left top, Reish Yud Tes. And Reish Yud Tes begins Simen Shin Samach Gimel Dini Mavi Vilechi. Now we begin a very long Simen, Lamed Vav Sifin. Okay, Lamed Vav 36 Sifin is quite a Simen. Okay, but let's see, let's go step by step. Okay, first thing is Mokoim Sheyesh Loy Shalosh Mechitzos Osru Chachomim Letalto Ubo Ad Sheyaseh Shum Tikun Borevi. The Machada begins with a fundamental halacha. Not up to Mavui, even though the name of the simon is Mavui. Let's first discuss the basic halacha. What is called a Rishus Hayochid de Oiraisa? How many walls do you need? Now, of course, halacha lemaisa you're not going to carry unless you have four halachic walls. But halacha lemaisa, how many walls do you really need for it to be considered a Rishus Hayochid de Oiraisa? So along comes the Mechaber, and it says, Mokum Shesh L'Shosh Mechita, three Mechita, that's not enough. Osru Chachamim L'Talpul Bo, you may not carry within this area, Ad Sheyaseh Shum, you must make a Tikkun Borevi in the fourth wall. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mokum Sheyesh Eloi Shosh Mechitzos, Hayin Goin Mavui, for example, what we're going to discuss now, Mavui, Shabasuach L'Ruach Arvi, is open to the fourth side. Oh, this is important. That's what we're going to focus on for the next couple of seifim. Next halachas, chotzer. Shemifratz echad miksolach. One of the walls is breached. Bein shepasuach lekarmelis oy lerishus harabim. Now let's explain. This is very important. The beautiful Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to later on, that brings out this point very nicely. What is the difference between a mavui and a chotzer? Simple. In a chotzer, you have batim. You have homes. People are living in structures. They open up the door and they come out into their courtyard. A mavui is a place which is open to chatzeros, courtyards. And in the chatzeros are batim. So when people come out of their homes, they first enter their courtyards. And then they have to go the extra step to go into the alleyway, into the mavui. So a mavui is one step removed from the bias. There's no buffer. The mavui has a buffer between the bias. The primary dwelling place of a person is in his home. That is the ikur mekoyim dira. Then you also do things outside your home. What's the next place to do things where a person does his business, lives? It's in the courtyard. Then there's another area that's also semi-private called the mavui. So it's interesting that the mavui and the chotzer are areas that are semi-private where people do their daily activities, but the mavui is one step further removed from the bayis compared relative to a chotzer. In halacha, it has a major nafgamina. Being that you are anything, because this we'll see the Mishnah later on, I want to bring out this point out, but we'll read it inside when we get there, it's only on the two pages. Is the closer you are to your dira, to your ikar dwelling, the more chomer chazal were in requiring you to properly and completely enclose all four sides. When you get to a place that you're further away from your primary dwelling, you need four walls. Don't kid yourself. You must have four walls, four halachic walls. But the requirements of what is called a halachic wall are relaxed. Much more generous in how we allow you to construct your four walls, because it's further away from your ikar, from your primary dwelling. It's a very important issue. That's what we're going to see now. We're going to see now halachas which are not practical. These halachas we're going to see now we never do, because in our times, first of all, you don't want to say mavui either. Everyone, we all brainwash with the laws of mavui from Masechta Erevin. Everyone learns either the Mishnah Erevin, the Gemara Erevin, Afyomi, and the Gemara, the Talmud is full of the mavui, so we're very familiar with the lechi and the koira. Okay, we're also very familiar with halacha l'maisa b'zman hazed tzuras haPesach. Everywhere you go, there's an Erev, and Erev is always tzuras haPesach. But you don't have the things that we're going to discuss now, because these are things that are not done very often, at least not in our society, and they're not really very common in the Gemara, but they're halacha, and they're stricter than the laws of mavui, because we're dealing here with a chotzer. And a chatzar is more of a primary dwelling place than a mavoi, and therefore Chazal have enacted greater stringencies in how to halachically enclose an area with four walls. So the first thing we have to know is that's what he says over here. We're dealing over here with Mishnah Berurah says with a mavoi or a chatzar. Now let's right away go to the Be'er Halacha. Okay, this is a very, very important Be'er Halacha, classic Be'er Halacha. The Mechaber says you have three walls, it's not enough, you have to have a fourth wall. So the Be'er Halacha begins, Asher Chachamim, Ule'inyin imikri reshus ha-yachid min ha-tayra, l'chayv ha-zorek mitoycha l'reshus ha-rabim, yesh pluksa bozeh bein ho-ar-ishayinim. This is very fundamental. Really lays it out in a very beautiful way here, the Mishnah Berurah. The three walls called a reshus ha-yachid on a de'oraisa level, samachloikis rishayinim. Who are the players? The Ladas Rambam. Okay, you're always going to have a Rambam. Any statistic about Chalekis in the Torah, you have the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yidal loy mikre reshus ha-yach min ha-Torah ela be'arba mechitzos oy al-kalpana b'shosh mechitzos shleimos v'lechi b'kois l'orvi t'chosh ke mechitzo v'chein much das Rabbeinu Chananel b'perusha b'daf yud beis ayin sham. Okay, so on one side of the ring, we have the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. They hold you need min ha-toyra four walls. If you don't have four walls, you only have three walls, that is not a reshus ha-yachid deraisa. So if you have only three walls, and outdoors is a real bona fide reshus harabim, if you could find one today, l'chol ha-deis, you have a real reshus harabim, and you have somewhere near that reshus harabim deraisa an enclosure of three walls, and there's absolutely nothing on the fourth wall, and one throws an object from the reshus harabim deraisa into this enclosure, potter. You have not done anything wrong. I mean, obviously, you're not done anything right either. But you're not chayv a carbon chatos, and there is no chayv misa, because that's not called a reshus sayachid. That's still called a carmelis. But you need to have a fourth wall, at least a fourth halachic wall. However, ochein ledas roiv ha-poiskin. The majority of the rishonim, and he gives you a whole long list. I can't even pronounce some of these rishonim, so a long list of people over here. Hainu Rashi, and you have Taisvis. And the Ravid always argues with the Rambam, and you have the Rosh, and you have the Rashba, and the Ritva. It's a long list. A long list of major league Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, and are of the opinion that three walls, when Atari is called a Rishus HaYochid, and if you throw from a Rishus, you transfer from a Rishus Ram Deraisa into an enclosure of three walls, there's a Chiyav Karbon, there's a Chiyav Skila. B'shloisha mechitzos, or even two walls and a halachic rectification for the third wall. Or b'shem mechitzos v'lechi v'shloyach gamur hu menat Torah. V'da, you should know. The ein afkamina l'deya zoi b'shem. Now he says something very interesting, which I want to just go look. They have the dirshu, the supplement to the dirshu. So we really want a tangent. We're going from mechaber to the Mishnah Berurah to the halacha, and now we're going to go to the dirshu hisafos. Like you see the little picture, a 90 degree angle, or two opposite sides, parallel to each other. If you have, according to the majority of the Rishonim, Rashi, and the whole long list that I gave you, that holds that it's called the Rishus Hayochid Deraisa, when you have three walls. How do you configure your three walls to make them into a reshus? Let me show you here, let me illustrate. So if you have two walls like this, right? One, two. And then you have a lechi over here. That's called, only that's three walls. One, two, a halachic third wall. Where's the fourth? No fourth wall, zero, zilch. According to Rashi and Roy, this is called a reshus hayochid de'oiraisa. And Shabbos, you're not a carry because you have to have midrabon, you have to have the fourth wall. Everyone agrees that you have to have midrabon, a fourth wall. What about if you have the walls are configured like this, 9 degree angle, and a lechi here? Is this also called a reshus hayachid? A reshus hayachid de'oraisa? According, yes, doesn't make any difference. Now, along comes the Chazon Ish, and he says something fascinating. Let me just illustrate this to you with the picture I have over here. The Chazon Ish says, let's say we have three walls, okay? The Be'er Halacha said, according to the majority of the Rishonim, you only need to have three walls. And it doesn't make a difference how you configure your three walls. You got a rishus. So the simple case, the ideal way to configure a Rishus Hayachid Dairaisa with three walls is parallel walls. Two complete walls that are parallel, and a Lechi, and a Halachic third wall, and the fourth wall is nothing. Then this is ideal. That means everything inside is a Rishus Hayachid. Okay. What about this case, where it's a 90 degree angle, and you have your little Lechi, your little teeny Lechi over here, okay, making a little lechi over here, making this into a third wall. So the Ber Halacha is machadish. Guess what? It's also good. If not for me telling you this, you would say, hey, why? Now why not? It goes back to all the said corners. And it's always good. Corners are the best. Pasi biros. You know, it's a whole sugya. Corners is everything in life. Definition. When you define your boundaries. That says a lot. In this case, we don't have a definition for our boundary. We have here, a wall here, a wall here, and a lechi here. We're missing something. Along comes the Ber Halacha. In this case, you have definition. You have four corners. You have a boundary. And you have a halacha. That's ideal. Here, you don't have your fourth corner. All right. The Ber Halacha says, the Chafetz Chaim says, according to Roy Rishon, it's good. Excellent, it's good. Now, let me ask you, what's good? It's good. Where is the Rishus Hayachid? So I would say, without blinking an eyelash, the same way the parallel is good and the 9 degree is good, I mean, everything, draw an imaginary line, draw a dotted line on the floor, right? Like this. Isn't that what you would say? That's what I would say, right? So along comes the Chazon Ish. It's not clear. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know, maybe the Mishnah Berurah argues, because the Mishnah is silent. Chavos Chaim is silent. The Chazon Ish says, no. Not only, I disagree. You can't be so generous. So what would you say then? Okay, you don't want to be so generous. We'll make the area inside into a Rishus Hayachid, right? You would think without thinking, you would say that the entire area is a Rishus Hayachid. Correct? Yeah? No? You with me?
Why would you think that?
Because, I mean, let's compare it to the other case. In this case, okay, parallel walls. Here's my lechi. What's the Rishus Hayachid? Minatayr according to Roiv Rishayinim. What's the Rishus Hayachid? Everything inside. Right? Is there any other way? Is there any other possibility? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Is there any other possibility? It has to be everything inside. There's nothing. Yeah, the long comes the Roiv Rishayinim. You only need three walls. Wall one, wall two, third wall is a lechi wall. It's a lechi. So, this is called a Rishus Hayachid. There's nothing over here on the fourth wall. We don't mean our Torah. It's good. So what's the Rishus Hayachid? Everything inside these parallel walls is a Rishus Hayachid. That is a given. Less man the public. No one's arguing with that fact. Along comes the Ber Halacha, and he says, guess what? According to Roy Rishon, who hold you only need three walls in our Torah, you don't need the fourth wall, you can configure your walls like this. 90 degree angle. Two walls, right? And then have a lechi for your third wall. That's also called a Rishus Hayachid D'Oraisa. Now let me ask you, wait, where is the Rishus Hayachid D'Oraisa? Make believe this is a structured Shabbos. Where? And I go over here, is that also the Rishus Hayachid D'Oraisa? Over here? I would say, L'chari, yeah. Because once we've created two walls, and we have a third wall, so look, it's assumed that you make an imaginary line down to here, over here, and anything in here is a Rishus Hayachid D'Oraisa, according to what the Mishnah Berurah Chafetz Chaim said. Along comes the Chazon and says, no, I disagree. Not true. I agree you can have two walls like this and a third lechi to make a Rishus, but not the whole thing. Now let me ask you, so what does he mean, the Chazon Ish? So you would say what he means is, he means you draw a 9 degree line angle, anything that's in here, because anything that's in here is in between the corner of this wall and the lechi. Go from the lechi, you draw your imaginary line, right? That's what you would say. Correct? No, the Chazon Ish says no, guess what? Not even that's not called. The only thing that's called a Rishus Hayachid D'Oraisa, if you make it kimin gam, make it on, is just the area, this teeny little area in here.
So
unbelievable.
What are you saying? You need four walls, period.
No, there is no fourth wall.
Right.
three.
You need three walls. We're dealing now only with the opinion that you need three walls. So where's the fourth? If even over here, where is the fourth wall? There is no fourth wall. You have wall one, wall two, and the lechi is wall three. So the Chazanish says, okay, it's a Rishus HaYachad Deraisa, only the part that's in the three walls.
I mean, only a part really where the lechi stretches into.
Right.
That lechi went further in, he would give it
more, more. But don't make a mistake and think you're going to draw an imaginary line all the way to the corner and then draw a line over here on your lap. And don't even make a mistake and think that you can draw a diagonal line. It's also no good. If you want to make it on a gam, you'll only get the area in over here. That's what he says.
Then it comes down to the corners?
Pretty much, according to the Chazanish, yeah.
You don't have the corners, you don't
have... Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Basically, that's what the Chazanish is saying. And just look, let me just show you that inside. Look at the, now that we have this, look at the pictures. We have here, let's come in gam. Here, let's look at what it says here on the side. Let me find it. Give me 1 second. Okay, turn to where the next page, you have to turn to the next page where it says number 3. See, just turn one page over. We have all these pictures, we have all the arches on the next page, then go to the next page. There's no page number. But it does say over here, it says number 3. Be'er halacha, the Dibur HaMaskel Ashu. It shows you here the three pictures. Okay, I won't even read it inside. I'll just look at the pictures. You see the three pictures? So you see the two walls plus the little tiny lechi. That's what's going to be, the Be'er halacha says is okay. So the Chaznish would say, so what would you think? What is the issue? Don't make a mistake and think that the entire area is called the Rishos Sayachi. That's certainly not true. And don't even say you can draw a diagonal line like the second picture. That's also no good. The only area that's called the Rishos Hayachid is the picture on the bottom. The picture on the bottom with the dotted line, what is in between the lechi and the wall. That is called... Yeah. Have a nice Purim. Take care. So this is the Chazon Ish, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, and the Chazon Ish. All of these things are fascinating things come together to define a halachic third wall. Okay, let's go back to Simon Beis, Sif Beis. Back to the Sif Beis. Chotzer Shnifratz Bimilu Ad Eser Amos. Now we go to a courtyard. And this is something which is not very familiar. We're not very familiar with this. Even if you learn a lot of Gemara, you don't really come across this. It's an old Gemara. But it's not something which appears throughout Shas. The way to rectify a courtyard. Okay, we're not dealing with a mavui, we're dealing with a courtyard. And the courtyard is, the rules of a courtyard are more severe than the rules of a mavui, because the courtyard, inside the courtyard, we have our primary dweller. Chotzer shenifratz b'milu, a courtyard, which starts off with four walls, but the fourth wall has been completely demolished. So now the courtyard has only three walls. Ad Eser Amos, if the length of the fourth wall, there's a very strict limitation. It's a small courtyard. It's not very large. The length, the wall that's missing is not more than 10 Amos, 15 to 20 feet. It's a pretty small courtyard. Because if it's going to be larger than 10 Amos, everything we're about to say will not be a solution. You'll have to create what we do today, Tzuras HaPesach. But in the event that we have here a fourth wall that's missing, and the span of the wall is up to 10 Amos, Nitar Bepas Rochav Arba Tvachim, the solution is to take a board. The board is 4 Tvachim wide, Sheamidenu Mitzad Echad, Bamokoyim HaParutz. In other words, a lechi. But not the lechi from the Sechta Ervin. The lechi from the Sechta Ervin can be even a mashahu. The lechi here must have a width of 4 tvachim. It's pretty wide. 1, 2, it's like as wide as the sefer. 1, 2, even wider. Wider than the sefer. The board must be at least 4 tvachim wide. That will be a rectification, a halachic rectification for the missing fourth wall of your courtyard. If you don't have such wide boards, but you do have two little slivers, two little boards, you can put one board one end and one board. That's your alternative. That's what it says. Vim Yiritza, if you want, Sakna Bishne Tzili HaPapir, it's a die, it is sufficient. Bishne Pasim Shal Shne Mashehuyin, it's sufficient. There were two boards, of each board will be a smaller size, that is enough. Period. So again, remember, when it comes, I'm just giving you some foreshadowing. What we're going to learn, like, when it comes to the Mavui, we know from Masechta Ervin, a Mavui Yimati with a Lechi. How many Lechis do you need to close up the fourth wall of the Mavui? One Lechi. What's the width of the Lechi? The smallest amount is sufficient. But when it comes to a chatzah, if you want to use one lechi to rectify your missing fourth wall, it's not enough to have, if you want to have one, it must be at least four tzvachim wide. If you want to use something which is very, very sulamashahu, then you have to put two of them, one on one side and one on the other side. Okay, that's the rule for a chatzah. And all of this only works when the opening, the wall that's missing is within 10 amos. And the truth is, the Mavui also, I mean, this is something which not everyone realizes. You learn Masechta, Ervin, they have all these big pictures. A lot of them are not proportional, because this, the law of a Mavui, I may make a mistake, but as far as I remember, the law of a Mavui, you only can rectify a Mavui if the opening of the Mavui is less than 10 amos. In today's standards, a Mavui, 15 feet is nothing. We live in a Mavui, 15 feet. So the whole laws of Mavui are very limited in when you can be misakin with a lechi akira and only in a small Mavui within 10 amos. Let's go further. V'hu adin, it's the third line from the bottom, the last two words in the line, v'hu adin, l'nishtayir mehem koysal rvi bani kishir b'tfachim b'makim echad, that's sufficient. Let's say the wall was not completely demolished. In other words, for a lechi, you don't have to put the lechi. This goes back to what we spend a lot of time learning. That some mechitzos have to be constructed for a certain purpose. If you construct a mechitza for one purpose, to enclose one area, it's not necessarily valid to enclose another area, an outside area. It's a very interesting idea of a lishma. So that's not like no lishma, lishem, matzos mitzvah. It's a different type of lishma, but there has to be kavana, what the wall was built for. So you would think maybe when it comes to a lechi, you want to go use something that's four tefachim wide to serve as a lechi. That's to put the l'shem lechi. No, not necessarily. If the wall collapsed and you got lucky and the very edge of where it collapsed there was a lechi, there was an extension, the last corner of the wall, it's four tefachim wide, that by default can serve as your lechi, even though it was not constructed for the purpose of a lechi. It was made originally for the original wall, and now that wall is gone, you have a lechi, it's okay, it's also sufficient. It's sufficient. Or in the shtayim yashneitzadim tefach mikan tefach mikan, or let's say the wall demal collapsed, but you have left over on both sides, left and right, a small amount that's also sufficient. Now the Mishnah Berurah says when it says here tefach tzlav dafka, it's a very important point, because when you're making when you're putting up a double lechi on two sides, you don't need to have each lechi the width of a tefach. It is sufficient if each is a mashihu. So when it says here in the Mechaber the word tefach, the Mishnah Berurah makes a correction, it's lav dafka. It means even the smallest amount. If the wall collapsed and you're left over on the left with a small amount, on the right a small amount, those two small amounts serve as your double lechi in order to rectify the fourth wall of your chotzer. The chol ze begoyv asar tefachim, of course, the lechi must be a height of 10 tefachim wide. Now is something that is very interesting, it seems to be very strange. I have a very hard time understanding this, but that's what it says. V'afilu ein b'pirut sa'arba tzvachim. Let's deal with a very small world. If the breach is only four tzvachim, you still need kevan sin shehu b'milu tzach tikun ad sheyehei ba'pachos mishlosha. It's fascinating. How small can a rishus ha'yachid deraisa be? There's no limit to how small it can be. As long as something is enclosed on four sides, well, it has to be at least, It's basic halacha. A reshus hayachid is at least four tefachim by four tefachim. Correct? It's teeny. How big is four tefachim? It's like, it's less than two tiles by two tiles. Right? Look on the floor, you have over here a tile. So take four tiles, it's probably like half of that. So that would be really like one tile. It's approximately 1 square foot. That's your smallest reshus hayach. Maybe a little bigger. A little bigger than a square foot is your reshus hayach. That can be your smallest reshus hayach. Let's say on Shabbos, you construct a mechitz around a tile, 10 tefachim tall on three sides. And the fourth side you don't have a wall. Teeny little Rishul Sayachet. The fourth wall, but only make three walls. That's not called a Rishul Sayachet. Now, what am I going to do? We just finished learning. If you have a courtyard, you make a Rishul Sayachet, you have to have four walls. If you only have three walls, you must make a tikkun. What's the tikkun? I'll give you a choice. Either put two mashahus at each end, right? Put two twigs at two ends of this tall, or one lechi, but that one lechi must be four tzvachim wide. If the whole thing is four tzvachim to begin with, and you make one lechi, you've made a complete wall. But you don't need to have a complete wall. You only need to have a complete wall. If you have a very large courtyard, right? A massive, massive courtyard. You have three perfect walls, and you want to make your fourth wall. What do you need to do to make the fourth wall? You have a choice. Either put two little poles at each end, nothing on top, a lechi, a little pole here, a little pole here, and you're done. Or have one board that's four tefachim wide on one side, and you're done. That's the way you can halachically, you don't even go, no, I take that back. It can't be more than 10 amas. I take that back. It can't be humongous. Right? That was a mistake. The wall that's missing may not be larger than 10 amos, 15 to 20 feet if you want to make use of a lechi or a double lechi. If it's larger than 10 amos, then you need to do what we do in our time is to make a tsura sapesach, two beams and something on top. But if the opening, the fourth wall, is less than 10 amos, you have a choice. Either a pole here and a pole here, or have a board that's four tefachim one on one side, and that's sufficient. But let's say we're dealing with the smallest possible Rishul Sayachet, which is 4x4 tefachim. And we have three perfect walls, and the fourth wall is absent. How are we going to make this into a Rishul Sayachet deraisa? I'll give you the same two choices. Either put a little teeny pole here, a little teeny pole here, and you're in business, or take one board that's four tefachim wide. That's ridiculous. If I take one board that's four tefachim wide, I've created a complete wall in this instance, because the whole Rishus HaYachad itself is only four tefachim by four tefachim. Why would we need to do that? Because generally you don't generally need to have a wall, a fourth wall that is complete. So along comes the Mechaber and says, you're right. In this instance, all you have to do is just make one board that's a drop more than one tefach. Because if it's a drop more than one tefach, the remaining gap is less than three tefachim. And when it's less than three tefachim, it's lavud. So in this instance, where we're minimizing, we're going down to the smallest thing possible, you don't need to have a board that's one tefach, four tefachim wide, one tefach, Ad sheyehei b'pachos mishloisha. V'yim yesh, the top line on page 438, the end of the top line, v'yim yesh, appeared to Yosef me'aser amos. If the breach is more like we just said, let's do the other case, where it's a very large courtyard, then having one lechi or two lechis, v'yim yesh, appeared to Yosef me'aser amos, afilu enim luo, even if the breach is not in its entirety, just a very wide breach, even there are other sections which are there, you have no choice but to fix it with a tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, let's do the next one. I know it's a time, so I shouldn't really keep you here too long, so we'll stop here with this.